It is. Yeah.
I think it might be like that metal thing that you're in front of you, because it's kind of in a way.
Maybe. Better, right? Yeah. Okay, so good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. Yeah, thank you, Lord. The sun is out. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is here, always here, full, right? It's His delight and pleasure to fill us overflowing with His good Spirit. This morning, the Lord had, even all week, the Lord had said, just bring them an encouraging word. And I was like, yes, Lord, okay. Who doesn't want to be encouraged? I need it too, right? And so He was saying to me, how important and beautiful and powerful our prayers are. So we're just going to start out praying. So, Lord, we are absolutely here today to truly encounter You. We are here not just for good songs, a potluck, our friends, whatever any preacher has to say or maybe not say, but we are really here to encounter the living God. We are here to hear Your voice, to catch a hold of whatever You have to say individually, but to all of us at the same time, Lord. I thank You and praise You that You are a God who is always with us. Your Holy Spirit broods over us, hovers over us, flows in between all of us. So Lord, I ask right now that You would even quiet our minds if they're loud and chaotic in any sort of way. If they're tired, would You just wake them up? Lord God, open our hearts, soften our hearts for You. It's always only about You. And we thank You and praise You for that. And so Lord, this morning I do want to start by, as a whole body, praising You, Lord, even in the darkness, even in the very hard times. This last week has just been explosive with the news and heartache. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against that evil spirit of murder. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We do not agree with it. I thank You, Father God, for how You're moving over our entire nation. Father, I thank You and praise You for surrounding the Kurt family and extended family as well, Erica and her babies. Father, I have not lost a husband, but I have lost children. I have lost people that are so close to me. And so, Lord, I come against a spirit of depression and loneliness, isolation, anger, bitterness, everything that tries to come in and to attack and steal and kill and destroy. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, over our state, over our town, over our schools, that nothing evil will get into there. In the name of Jesus, I thank You for surrounding angels all around it. Mighty warring angels, Father God, that evil cannot and will not touch our children. They will not touch our trains. They will not touch our buses, Father God. They will not touch our vehicles. They will not touch the way that we move around, because we plead the blood of Jesus over it. I thank You, Father God, for Your protection. I thank You, Father, for the ones that have been surrounding Erica and her babies and her family. I thank You for the voices that are coming up, the voices that are full of Your name. Jesus, it's about Jesus. I thank You, Lord, that Charlie was not shy on saying, Jesus is the one true only way, period. I pray, Father God, for us all to be that bold. Increase our boldness. Increase our faith. Because what else are we living for, Lord? We should not be hiding. We should not be just kept hidden in the back corner like, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes. He is the light. It is dark. But he says that a city on a hill, those lights, it cannot be hidden. We cannot be hidden. We will not be hidden. And I thank you and praise you, Jesus, for turning the light up and brighter, because the darkness never overcomes it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Are you guys ready to start? Thank you, Lord. So when the Lord had said, just bring a word of encouragement, I just want to say thank you for your prayers. For 3 years, about, give or take, this house has been pastor-less, and yet there has been wonderful pastors that have stood up to be the interim. Thank you. You are an answer to prayers, right? Even guest speakers have been an answer to prayers. Your prayers themselves, the Lord has heard. I just want to encourage you with that. And it may sound very, very simple and even childlike, but that's how the Lord says that we are to come to him, right? Childlike faith. Be like a child, okay? And so to always be thanking and praising him. And he wants you to really grab a hold and realize how powerful your prayers are. I received a compliment, I don't know, 7-8 days ago. Someone came up to me and he said, you really are an answer to prayer. I prayed it just saying, God, I really hope, I really want, please let it be done. And he shared that with me. You are an answer to prayer. So I don't take that as a little thing. I don't take that light. The Lord himself is so delighted when we cry out to him, when we call out on his name, when we are praying for something that we do not see, right? In thankfulness and in praise. We are to pray for something as if we already have it, right? Like as we already received it, you know? So I'm going to believe that your prayers were something like this. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the pastor that is coming in. Lord, I thank you and praise you for the pastor that we already have. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the one that you have called. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for how it's going to be. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that these doors will not be shut. The doors will stay open. Right? Because in Isaiah 22:22, right? He says, and I will place on his shoulders the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Meaning the Lord himself has plans for this house. The Lord himself, his hand is on the door and it is wide open.
Amen.
No man is going to shut the door. Even though at a time there was maybe the threat. Maybe threat is a little bit harsh. Maybe the word of like, ooh, we are kind of on life support here. And the doors will be closing, might be closing, may be closing, however it was said. But in the spirit realm, do you know how it was? Here's the Lord's hands and here's both of the doors, wide open.
Amen.
The Lord has different plans.
That's right.
The Lord has different plans, but he comes into agreement. Because he's that good with your prayers, the power of your prayers. Your prayers are a weapon and they are sharp, especially when we pray out the word of the Lord, right? Because the word of the Lord is a what?
It's a two-edged sword.
Two-edged sword. Sharp. Cutting those things off, cutting to those deep, deep places. He is amazing. He is a God who hears. Just be reminded, your Lord that you pray to, he does hear you. Way back in the book of Daniel, Daniel was crying out to the Lord for weeks, over and over and over, right? Up top, out of his window, God, 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 do something. God, move. God, hear me. God. And it was a little while until he received an answer. We really love to be like, okay, Lord, that's what I want you to do. Boom, do it. And it doesn't always work like that. And sometimes that's very difficult for us, right, to be in that waiting. This house here was in the waiting for 3 years. That is a long time. But thank you, Jesus. It wasn't 5 years, right? It wasn't 10 years. It wasn't 100 years. Like, it was 3. And the Lord himself has a reason for that. Just like when Daniel received an answer from the angel of the Lord, right? Your prayer was heard the moment you released it, the moment you let it out. But something in the spirit realm comes against. Why does it come against? Because it is powerful. Don't ever forget that. How powerful your prayers are. Even the moans and groans when you have no words, when you just have tears and you just have sighs, right? News today and you're like, God, I don't even know what to say. That is very powerful. Why? Because it brings you to him. It's growing that grace in your life. How amazing would it probably was for Daniel to be like, oh my gosh, my prayer had such weight to it that an enemy came against it for 21 days and there was a war. Because your prayers are very powerful, full of the word of the Lord that never falls to the ground. It is never void or empty. It's full of life. It is living and alive. That's okay. The light might just want to be rushing in, Ty. It's all good. It's okay.
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Hold up the house. Hold up the walls. It's all good. Thank you. So yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you are a God that hears our prayers. And even if something comes against it, like, where is the answer, Lord? I've been crying out. I've been calling out for so long. I'm getting weary. I'm getting tired. My strength is running out. Maybe Daniel even felt that way. Until all of a sudden, the word came to him, right? Encouraged him, built him up. His strength was revived. Wow, the Lord heard my prayer immediately when I released it. Your prayers, when you pray it out. And really, it's just that conversation. Thank you, Jesus, for the sun today. That's a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this awesome parking spot. You can pray that. He hears it. He's delighted to be in conversation with you. Back and forth. Back and forth. Sometimes, when a house is full of his spirit, that core that is close, that is tight, that is strong, that cries out and cries out, his ear has heard it. His ear hears you. So please know that he sees you, he hears you, he remembers you, he has not forgotten about you. And when I was talking with the Lord about this, he kind of brought me over to Hagar, right, in the book of Genesis with Abram and Sarai and Hagar. And Hagar is just a slave woman, right? Little, nobody. Maybe you have felt that way, like, well, humble little church and not too full and blah, 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 okay? Maybe you have felt like that. It wants to be open. You can let the light in. That's all right. But Hagar herself, right? She's not this beautiful queen. She doesn't have a lot of power. Her voice maybe is not important where she is living. But in the sight of the Lord, she's extremely important. She goes into the desert, into this place of isolation. She's crying. She's upset. She's weary. She's burdened, right? Where is her strength? Okay, she's hurting. Her own man, she probably feels like he doesn't see her. The mistress, definitely, get out, right? Doesn't treat her so well. Sarah's kind of, you know, rude and mean to her. And she leaves and she goes out into the desert. And she is crying. She is really upset. And who meets her but the angel of the Lord? The angel of the Lord goes to Hagar? Who's Hagar, right? She is someone in the eyes of the Lord. This house is someone in the eyes of the Lord, right? And that angel of the Lord says what to Hagar? Hey. He goes, what are you doing? Where are you going? Yeah, like I'm with you. I see you, I recognize you. Not that he needed an answer, but just to have a conversation with her, right? And Hagar is just blown away. Are you kidding me? Who am I? You are the God who sees me, right? El Roy, the God who sees me. The God of the universe sees you. Please know that. Please grab a hold of that. And I'm sure that you already do. But just like Paul always says, here's your reminder. Here is your morning reminder that the Lord sees you. He has not forgotten about you. He has heard your prayers. And if you're like, wow, she said that 25 times. Good, I'm going to say it again. So that way you catch a hold of it. Wow, the living God has heard my prayers. The living God has on purpose seen you. He is so delighted in you. He loves your prayers. His word says in Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Leave it, let it be. It wants to be open. Wants to be open. Somebody probably knocked right there. For everyone who asks, receives. Did you guys ask for a pastor? The Lord is like, you've received. You have received. And please know, it is not about me. Any pastor could have been up here. It really, truly is not about me at all. Is that the Lord has been here. He has hovered over you. He has been right here in the center of you. You have asked. And he's like, I'm going to bring it. You have received. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, it will be open. That's just like a prophetic window right there, okay, this morning. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, leave it alone, you know. It's just going to be open. This house, the doors are open. They are not shut. Our hearts, they're not going to be shut. They're going to be open. Our prayers are heard. How does that make you feel? The Lord is so intimate, so personal. He knows you by name, and he's like, I didn't forget what you said. I didn't forget what you said. I didn't forget what you said. I did not forget what you said. I heard what you said even this morning. I see you. I answer your prayers. So many times, it's not in our timing, of course, right? And so many times, it's not in the way, like, Lord, did I pray for this? Did I pray for this? I don't think I prayed for this. But maybe I did. The Lord's ways are higher than our ways, right? The Lord's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. What I think and assume, that's a lower level, okay, right? The Lord is so much higher. In Mark 11:24, it says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So I want to say that I'm going to believe that the majority of you were also believing. The power of believing in the Lord's word, what the Lord has said to you, what the Lord has showed you, right? Okay, it carries so much weight, right? Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. That's why in prayer we also say, Lord, I just thank you and praise you for, fill in the blank. What are you asking him for? Are you believing? I've already received it. I'm in need of, fill in the blank. Lord, I receive it. I receive my answer. I receive it because I believe it. You're going to bring it. You are a good father first, right? Right?
Yes.
Amen. So a personal thing, since you all have prayed this in, okay, I want to tell you that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. So I have been praying personally, Lord God, if you are calling, then you are providing because you are faithful. I have not asked for anything. I truly have not asked for any of this. The Lord himself has just been bringing it. So one thing, of course, he already knows before I ask what I need, okay, is a house, right? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the house that you have coming for my family and myself. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I received the house. You know what I said? It's just not finished yet. Thank you, Lord. My house just isn't ready yet, but it's going to be. It's going to be here. It's going to be coming. We'll pause on that for just a second. The Lord, before I even asked for anything, was like, guess what? Guess where you get to stay? The Cornelius house. Do you know where the Cornelius house is? It's in Acts. It's in the book of the Bible. Okay. I was like, wow. It is down the road, but it's also in the Bible. So thank you, Corneliuses, for opening your home for my whole family to just stay there. Thank you. That is an answer, an answered prayer from the Lord. But you know what? It's so amazing how faithful God is. In faith. Lord, I cannot see a house. I cannot find a rental. I do not know if I am supposed to buy. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to buy an $800,000 house. I don't know how to do that. But if that's the Lord's will, and if I am praying, right, his will, it says, 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Lord, am I praying out your will? I know that you're hearing me. Some way, because my husband knows how to really dig deep and research on all platforms, and it happened to be Facebook, and he found a house. And now the rent was here. The rent was here. But the Lord made a way. The Lord made a way when we could not see a way. And my prayers, Lord, I just praise you and thank you for the house that you already have for us. It's already planned. I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be burdened. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I can't even do this. We're going back. We're going back. No, no, no. That wasn't even on the table as an option. Going back isn't on the table. Like, it's not an option, okay? Because we listen and obey the Lord. And all of a sudden, of course, to me, all of a sudden, we were here for 6 days. 6 days. And the Lord's like, here's your home. Here's your home, right? And the rent, thank you, Jesus, we don't have to be up here. They received down here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? I'm like, I still have to afford food, you know, and all that. But the way it was an exchange, we came in with this family, and they were like, we already know right away, it's a yes. And what a high compliment for us. Yeah. It was a high compliment that they're like, you guys are already the fit, the yes for our home, that they would be comfortable enough for us to be like, you know what, I trust you. Please live in my house. That when we walked in, it's still actually being built. Like, it's brand new. It's 3 years old, 3 years new, and they're still missing trim on the house. And of course, I made a joke, and I was like, oh my gosh, missing trim? I don't know if this house is livable, okay? Do you know my own personal home? I've not had trim for like 19 years. But it's livable, right? Like, you can live in a house without trim, but this is what I'm talking about, right? Where I'm like, oh Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the house that you already have for us. My home just isn't ready yet. Physically, it's still being ready. I walked in to something other than just a house. I was like, wow, Lord. My simple prayer of I thank you and praise you for the house that's coming, it's just not ready yet. Bless you. It was real. It was real. And I'm like, Lord, babe, I'm standing in a prayer that he answered. And I didn't even do anything about it. Like, meaning, I wasn't the one who researched. I wasn't the one calling. I wasn't the one. I was just standing in faith, standing in faith that the Lord hears me and sees me and knows me and is delighted to answer me. It really was incredible, absolutely incredible. Psalms 40, verse 1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. And I just want to kind of wrap up on that, right? I waited patiently for the Lord. To be in the waiting can sometimes be the most painful, could be the hardest thing to do is waiting on the Lord, right? Have you ever heard the Lord say, don't worry, it's coming soon? What is soon with an everlasting, eternal God? Thank you. Right. Soon to him ain't soon to me, right? I'm like, come on, come on. No, I waited. I chose. You chose, right? Like it's a choice. I'm choosing to wait patiently for the Lord. And if you're getting antsy or, you know, angry or like, forget it, I'm done, whatever. The Lord can handle that, okay? The Lord is bigger than that. It's all right. But I waited patiently for the Lord. And what did he do? He turned. He saw me. He heard my cry. And he answered me. That is not a little thing. God is here. God is with you. God hears your powerful prayers, and they really are a weapon. And they do damage in the best way, okay? And he says, right, when one or two or more are gathered, he's right here in the center. He hears you. He loves you, and he is delighted to have a prayer circle, a conversation, a thought box with you, however you want to say it. He's so present. He's so delighted with you. And he is happy to say yes and amen to you and your prayers. So I bless you with that. Good job, prayer warriors. That's like what I hear the Lord say. Like, good job, prayer warriors. On purpose, these doors are open and not shut. And he is going to do a new thing and a mighty thing. And we are to flow with him, okay? So I bless you with that. Lord, we love you. We praise you, and we thank you. And I thank you, Lord God, for the gift of prayer. Father, that you are a God that is so intimate, so personal, so one-on-one, so about us, that you would have an open ear for anything that we are able to say, to whisper, to moan, to groan, to sigh, to cry out. That you see us as your children, as a good father. Thank you, Jesus. When your children cry out to you, you incline your ear to them. You hear them. I thank you for being the one true God, full of love, full of grace, full of mercy, full of compassion, slow to anger. We thank you, we love you for who you are. Lord God, come have your way. The doors are wide open for you to come in and move however you want to move. We surrender before you, Lord God, your plans, your ideas. Light up every place of darkness. We thank you and praise you for what you are going to do, and give us eyes to see it and ears to hear it. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.